New projections out today on Capitol Hill suggest the budget surplus has shrunk even more than the White House estimated last week. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, predicts that the smaller surplus will force lawmakers to tap into the Social Security Trust Fund to keep the federal government in the black. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
When Congress passed a tax cut this spring worth $1.3 trillion over the next decade, Republicans cited the CBO's hefty budget surplus estimates to prove that revenue wasn't needed. But according to new estimates from the CBO, officially being released tomorrow morning, the surplus for this year has vanished entirely, except for the parts earmarked for Social Security or Medicare trust funds. The White House Office of Management and Budget estimated last week that the non-trust fund surplus has shrunk to about $1 billion. But the CBO says this year's expenditures that have already been budgeted will require spending all of the Medicare surplus revenues plus $9 billion of the Social Security Trust Fund. Significantly, the CBO does not take into account spending that has been proposed but not yet been approved, such as $18.4 billion extra that President Bush has requested for defense. Nor does it contemplate any further spending on emergency farm aid, and there's no money budgeted for reforming Social Security. And while the White House predicts the economy will grow next year by 3.2%, the CBO projects a more conservative growth rate of 2.6%. Overall, with only the spending that Congress has already approved, the CBO expects some $30 billion to be withdrawn from the Social Security Trust Fund over the next 4 years. Since the federal government started running surpluses in the late 1990s, Democrats and Republicans alike have vowed to use the trust fund portion only to pay down the national debt or meet the challenge of a war or a recession. Now, a slowing economy and income tax cuts have combined to put that resolve to the test. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.